Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and we're fired up. It's a special, special edition. It's week six of the NFL. Here's the preview with Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed, Rudy Reyes of the Rude Dog Show, and a newcomer to barnburner.ca, Richard Atkins. Richard, tell everybody, first of all, who you're with, and you're a big NFL supporter and fan, right?
I am. I am a huge fan of the NFL. I represent Rob Lowe's World, the podcast. Guys, come check me out on iTunes and iHeartRadio as well, and, of course, YouTube. And I'm a diehard Denver Broncos fan, tattooed across my forearm. I bleed blue and orange.
All right. So Denver Bronco fan, we got Rory, who's somewhat of a Giants fan, and Rudy, who is Pittsburgh Steelers personified. Let's get first to the first matchup on Sunday at 1 p.m., Miami into Atlanta. Atlanta is now favored by 13 points as we record this. Let's see. First of all, for this segment, since I'm with three R's, my name should be Ronald or something like that. The quadruple R's. You hear about Triple H? How about quadruple R's? Now let's go with the newcomer, Richard. What do you think, Atlanta, Miami, and give me your pick?
Hands down, it's going to be the Falcons. Miami definitely doesn't stand a chance. Looking at stats alone, it's crazy. Total yards per game, Falcons goes up to 388.2. while Miami is a whopping 231. Falcons is going to blow this team out, and they're going to cover the spread, hands down.
All right. Rudy?
Well, the Atlanta Falcons, first of all, they're at home, so that in itself favors them big time. But I like what Matt Ryan is doing right now. He just needs to do a lot more of it, a lot more often. Julio Jones to go. I don't believe that Miami still hasn't recovered from being overseas, and they're still feeling a little So I think Atlanta will do more than just cover the spread. They're going to spread the Miami Dolphins all over the field in a very fine, buttery spread. So Falcons.
All right. Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, your word.
Well, it's going to be real simple. Atlanta's at home. I expect this to be a blowout game. I easily see Atlanta putting up at least 40, you know, Matt Ryan, at least four TDs. You know, I could see the Dolphins being competitive in the first quarter, maybe going into second, but as far as going to halftime, you know, Atlanta switches up the game plan a little bit. It's going to be a big day for them, and they're going to win big. Okay.
All right, next game, Chicago coming off a short week into Baltimore. Baltimore destroying Oakland last week. This one we're going to start off with, Rory, your thoughts.
This game is going to be interesting. It's a battle of teams that are not consistent, especially Baltimore. Like, on paper, the Ravens should be a decent team. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to go with the rookie on this one. I think Mitch and them boys are going to squeak out a win in Baltimore. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, like last week, I picked against the grain, and I know we're going to get into that with Mr. Rudy there and Richard, but yeah, I got the Bears winning this game.
All right, Rudy?
You know, Mitch Trubisky, and I'm not going to use the word Mitchell. Mitchell makes him sound so small. He played so big. He played so big in his first start against the Minnesota Vikings team that was tough up front. Baltimore is really a hit and miss as far as that's concerned from Joe Flacco not being very good. Self-admitted against the Steelers, he did not very well at all. And the way that the Bears know how to move the ball, you put it all in Mitchell Trubisky's hands, and I think Trubisky gets it done. I really do. Something funny that just came along, it was a fake John Gruden talking about how he's Trubisky and a Trubiscus in gravy. And I think this will be gravy, and I think the Bears will end up taking this one.
All right, Richard.
I am just shocked at the moment. These guys are picking a turkey sandwich over a ham sandwich. There's no way. There's no way Chicago is coming and beating Baltimore Ravens. Number one, John Fox is one of the worst coaches in the NFL. I'm not sure how he still has a job. They're not going into Baltimore and beating that defense. That's my pick.
All right. And by the way, you're correct. Now, Cleveland into Houston, Deshaun Watson putting up numbers, Houston losing J.J. Watt last week, and Cleveland making a change at quarterback. Hogan is never mind. He's not starting. Kevin Hogan starting for Cleveland. Rudy, let's go with you. What's your thought, and do you think Hogan can do the job for the Browns?
Well, I didn't get that out. No, there's not even possible. I thought it was a battle of the Deshaun's. Well, one Deshaun will out-Deshaun the other one, but since I ain't going to get it done, you're going to have to go with Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. The guy is a dynamo. He's playing well despite the loss. On the other side of the ball with J.J. Watt, Merciless is also out for the season. Texans worked out a couple guys. I don't think that Cleveland gets on the ball with a W here. It's going to be all Texans.
All right, Richard.
Yeah, I got to agree. Cleveland, I'm not sure what's going on. Week one, they looked promising against Pittsburgh Steelers. After that, their season has been downhill. Got to go Houston on this one in a blowout.
All right, Rory.
Deshaun Watson, them boys, Cleveland Browns, they got some quarterback controversy, it seems like, over there. I was sold on Deshaun Kizer coming into the season, but, you know, he's been throwing some relentless picks. You know, it doesn't seem like he's seeing the field as a rookie is supposed to. You play the game, and we take this word from Herm Edwards. You play to win the game. I thought Kizer would be able to show up in the last 5 weeks, but clearly, you know, just struggling, throwing picks and whatnot. You got to go with the Texans. I think they have enough firepower on the defense without J.J. Watt to get the job done. So I expect the Texans to walk away with an easy, breezy win.
Green Bay into Minnesota. Richard.
So this matchup is a little bit more different. A lot of people want to say Green Bay just because it's already being reported that Sam Bradford will not play. However, Keenum has came in and been monstrous, to say the very least. Give me Minnesota in an upset win. Right now they're averaging more total yards per game as well as more rushing yards per game. So give me Minnesota.
Rory?
Like Little Wayne says, I'm a cheesehead. I don't understand how you pick.
Who's Little Wayne?
I don't understand how you pick against the Packers in this game, Richard. Minnesota.
Absolutely. What?
Oh, we're already going to start. Okay, all right. See, I thought we were.
What? What? Are you Stone Cold? What? What?
Like I said, the Packers are the better team on offense. Their defense is a little shaky. You got the baddest man on the planet, Aaron Rodgers, playing.
Question for you. Where are they better on offense? Because men lie, women lie, but stats doesn't.
Men lie, women lie, the stats doesn't. Have you seen what Aaron Rodgers did the last 2 weekends? Are you not smelling the cheese that's brewing?
Against the Cowboys?
Before you just get out of hand, let Rudy Reyes settle the score. Rudy, who's your pick?
You guys are hilarious. I'll tell you what. Of course, you'd still owe me the coffee before the season ever ends, Rory. So I'm just going to state that for the record. You better make sure if you want to add a little salt to injury, try to give him, and I mean him as in Chick Dude, a cortisone shot and tell him to come back on the field. We'll see what happens. But no, at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers.
Let me say something. Hold on. Let me say something. For those people who didn't hear last week, there was a bet for Starbucks between, the New York Giants and the L.A. Chargers. But there was also a bet. I don't know, Rudy, if you want me to say this. There was also
let me address it, because here's the thing is this. When the Jacksonville Jaguars blasted the Pittsburgh Steelers, you were nowhere to be found on Twitter. You were trying to tweet me in the mention box, and I saw everything you were saying. But notice I didn't want to say anything about those salty, weak Pittsburgh Steelers with the diva himself, Antonio Brown.
They look absolutely horrible. Absolutely. Yeah,
but there was
absolutely horrible.
Rudy, there was
I'm always to be found.
There was also a bet for that. You picked Pittsburgh, and he picked Jacksonville. What was the bet for that, Rory? What was the bet for that? I don't remember. What was the bet for that?
You know, the funny thing is, it seemed like he had a little bit of static on his end because, you know, he didn't really want to mention anything about that. I don't understand. Maybe it was the
static.
There was some static.
Static? Seriously? Did I come in loud and clear, crystallized? Yes. I'm loud and clear. I'm always to be found. Just to make that record known, I'm always found. You can find me at Rudog Reyes. So if you can find me there, Rory, you must be tweeting the wrong account, my friend, because I was there, and I know how bad they played. But the bottom line is that Antonio Brown, top wide receiver in the NFL, unlike Chick Dude, who's out for the entire season, not just a game, not just two games, not just three games,
the entire season. For Richard, who doesn't know what Chick Dude means, explain to him what Chick Dude, and you're talking about Odell Beckham. For Richard, who may not know, what does Chick Dude mean?
Chick Dude means that he wants to do a lot of talking about not sure what this rule is or what that penalty is or what to do in this situation or what not to do in that situation. He wants to throw a temper tantrum like a chick on the sidelines, hits a pole that bounces back and hits him in the head, and then he does his media interview with his, you know, messing with his hair all the time. Come on, man. Really? This is a man's game.
Yeah, right. But we're not gonna talk about Antonio Brown.
Hold on, Rory. You're listening to Week 6.
He's still a top wide receiver in the NFL, and he's gonna play. At least he's gonna play. He has a chance to go somewhere.
You're listening to Week 6 NFL preview with Rory Mitchell of Mitchell Report Unleashed, Richard Atkins. Tell them again where you're from, Richard.
Rob Lowe's World.
And Rudy Reyes of the Rude Dog Show here on Fired Up, and we're definitely fired up Week 6.
Fired up because this guy is really going to sit over there on the West Coast and talk to me about his Pittsburgh Steelers that are about to take another fat, juicy
battle. All right, hold on. Before we get to that, come on. Everybody stay in line. I don't want to have to lay the smackdown. Me and Richard will lay the smackdown. I'll take that cowboy hat from JBL and put it on Rudy. Come on. Now, look. Here we go, Detroit, New Orleans at the Superdome, and it's surprising to me, maybe to some, that New Orleans is favored by 4.5 points. Let's first start off with Rory.
New Orleans, this should be interesting. No Adrian Peterson, as Adrian Peterson is now an Arizona Cardinal. I don't understand why the spread is like this. I feel it's a trap game. For the Lions, yes, but I think the Lions have a little bit more firepower and a little bit more juice to go into the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and get the job done. This is probably going to be, in my eyes, the game of the week. I think you're going to see nothing but pure onslaught of offense between both quarterbacks, and expect an exciting game. I just feel the Lions do win this game, though, outright. I could see this game taking the over and multiple touchdowns on both sides from both of the quarterbacks. This is a fantasy football matchup if you got both of these quarterbacks starting this weekend. So expect an onslaught of offense.
All right, Rudy.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't think Adrian Peterson had any business being in a New Orleans Saints uniform at all. They didn't have a game plan for him. He only had two catches in the spread formation, abysmal running the ball because of the offensive line not being as good. That's why the Saints don't really still have a running game. So Adrian Peterson now a Cardinal, good for him. I hope it works. Whether or not he goes to a parallel situation remains to be seen. But I really like Detroit in this. I really like Detroit in this game. And I think that when you get the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, clearly the forward seen something in him. I'm not quite sure what, because he's 0-4 in the playoffs, but since it's still the regular season, he still has hope. But I'm going to have to go with Detroit on this one. He gets it done. And I'm not going to say big over the Saints because they'd be getting better in the secondary, but still not as good. I think Detroit walks away with a win.
Richard? Have we not seen the Saints here in the last 2 weeks? We're talking about a 34-13 win over Carolina Panthers, who have been dominant. We're talking about a 20-0 win against the Miami Dolphins just last week. They was on the bye week last week, and then the week before that, they beat Miami 20-0. They're going to destroy Detroit. They're going to destroy Detroit. That is why the spread is so high. You look at the offensive stats. Give me things. Give me Drew Brees in the dome, hands down.
San Fran, Washington, Richard, your prediction.
San Fran and Washington is a little bit interesting. I say Redskins are the dark horse to win the NFC East, only because how great their defense is, but also been banged up. San Fran has not been bad at all this season. In fact, they've actually been pretty decent. Unfortunately, their record doesn't show it. I still have Redskins winning this game by at least 2 touchdowns.
Okay, Rudy?
You know, as much as I want to see somebody do well by the last name of Hoyer in San Francisco, I think it's going to be more like Ahoy in the 2018 NFL draft, as they're going to draft a quarterback to help them get out of the misery that they're in. I think there's way too much Kirk Cousins, and it does it way too often against a 49er team that could barely cover a tomato sandwich with mayo. It's going to be a real slim margin, but I think overall the defense finds a way to get back into it. But I still believe the Redskins will walk away with that.
All right. Next one, Rory.
That tomato sandwich with mayo. I like that analogy, Rudy. Shout out to you for saying that. That sounds like a typical Starbucks bistro move.
Anyway, oh, here we go.
What I feel is...
Sure, it's extra hot when you send it to me.
Is Richard going to provide the same?
Leave Richard alone. He's the only one who's smart in-depth analysis. I agree with Richard. All the games he's picked, you guys are picking losers. Come on.
Honestly, all jokes aside, I don't think Washington is the dark horse to win this division in the NFC East.
He's picking the Giants at 0-6.
I'm going to pick the Giants. We're going to get into this.
What? What? Stone Cold is back. Stone Cold, just open up a can of beer. Come on.
Anyway, it's real simple.
Did Ben Matthews do a head coach?
Okay.
All right.
Are we doing the pick?
We'll talk about the Giants when we get to the Giants. But, Rory, come on.
Like I said.
Giants winning? What? Did someone say something incorrect?
Wow.
All right, okay. Come on. We got a short time. We got 5-6 more games to go. Come on, hurry up.
Like I said, Redskins are going to win this game outright. I don't expect them to win this division. It is the 49ers. They don't really have a quarterback. They don't really have a team. And the biggest thing about this team is really starts with their with Eric Reed and their two rookies, which I believe their middle linebacker is a little bit banged up also too. So I expect the Redskins to win this game outright. So it's real simple as that.
Do you think they're going to cover 11 points?
It's not a game that's on my radar.
All right. Now, this, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Rudy, you're going to start this off, but a battle for first place in the AFC East, New England Patriots at the Jets. Can you believe they're both 3-2? Rudy, go ahead.
You know, I'll be honest, it was a cold day in Canada, when you found that the Jets had the same record as the Steelers. That just blows my mind. But the fact remains, it is what it is. And right now, the New England Patriots, not playing Patriot-esque. The New York Jets are on fire right now. And I think that this is a battle. This could be an AFC East championship preview for that division. Why? Because of what they're doing. Despite Todd Bowles not knowing what he's doing with the quarterback more than three quarters of the time, McCown, the unknowing ex-Brown, finds a way to leave Cleveland and actually get to a team that wants to win. So here we are at 3-2. I think that the defense of the Patriots ends up becoming a little bit better. We've seen the shift defensively by them last week, trying to cover up for some of the losses by not allowing so much yards after the catch and yards from scrimmage. But at the end of the day, I think that this is my upset special in the AFC. I think the Jets go up and upend Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Wow. All right. Richard, what do you think?
I am at a loss of words. I don't think it will be close. Let's just look at the facts here, people. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots have around 419.4 yards per game. Per game.
Per game.
320 passing yards. Tom Brady is throwing the ball. And you're telling me the New York Jets, the Jets, is going to beat New England? No. I don't care how bad New England has been this year. No way the New York Jets are beating the New England Patriots this game. No way, Jose.
All right. I agree with that. But, Rory, your final thought on this game.
It's real simple. You know, he made a mention to extra hot, tall, venti, latte, mocha, choco.
Oh, here we go. Latte. Just pick the game. Stop. You're making me come on.
But this is a game that's really interesting. I can't believe Rudy Reyes just picked the Jets. But I'm going to say this. This is a statement game for the Patriots. The Patriots are going to now go on a run starting week 6. So they have to believe they play Denver coming up down the road. But I have the Patriots winning this game, and this is where they're going to produce wins, and they're going to start becoming the top of the AFC East like they should be.
Now, first of all, I should make a side note. My team is the Buffalo Bills. They have a bye week this week. They will be on top of the AFC East this week. Now, 4 o'clock games. The Chargers go into Oakland. Since you're based out of California, let's start off with you, Rudy Reyes. Go ahead.
You know, I'll be honest with you. When the Chargers pulled that extra hot, foamy, ridiculous,
oh my God,
blown up win, that scene, another blow up in Beckham's ankle turned sideways. He was going north, his ankle was going south. When I picked that team to go in and beat the New York Football Giants, that's exactly what they did. I think they go into Oakland and do the very same thing, and this time extra, extra hot. Make sure you have a sleeve.
Rory, go ahead.
Oh my God, Rudy, whatever they put in your Starbucks today, let me know, man. I need some of it. The Chargers, I think it was a fluke win. It was definitely a fluke win that happened.
A fluke win? A fluke win? Is this all? Are you kidding me? Come on, man. What are you smoking?
Oh, my God. Richard just laughed.
Oh, man, this is a lipstick.
Yeah, man.
All right, go ahead, Richard.
Wow. Oh, man. As a Broncos fan, it makes me no happier to watch this crap bowl go on. Chargers versus Raiders, both teams I think was extremely overrated heading into the season. With Derek Carr status unknown, I'm gonna have to go to the Chargers with this one.
All right.
Well, obviously the Chargers are gonna win. Like I know we have to cover the game and whatnot at the end of the day, but the Raiders are not competitive. We already seen this happen. This was
well, how can you be competitive when you have E.J. Manuel as the quarterback? Why not bring in number 7?
Another topic for another day.
No, I'm going to ask Rudy Reyes that. About time. Don't you think it's about time somebody rings number 7's phone?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely right. Somebody better call up Kaepernick, because the only Kaepernick chick was the one sitting with a broken ankle.
So we go back. Okay,
hold on.
What you do is you get Kaepernick in that system. He will make it look like the 49ers are the winning times when he was with the Niners. E.J. Manuel is dead in the pocket, okay? Let's just call it what it is. You're absolutely right. We already know who E.J. Manuel is. E.J. Manuel is another Jay Cutler in disguise.
And worse than Jay Cutler. He can't even throw the ball 10 yards.
Well, I'll put it this way. The offensive line for Chicago is a lot better than the offensive line for the Raiders.
All right. The Rams into Jacksonville. Jacksonville doing a number on your Pittsburgh Steelers last week. Game we went. Let's go first with Richard. What do you think?
Jaguars and Rams is going to be a good one. The Jaguars defense have been scary. But the Rams offense, shout out to Todd Gurley and anybody who has my fantasy football. That man has been running a rock for the touchdowns. I am grateful for him being on my team. However, give me Jacksonville Jaguars on this game. I think they are for real this year.
All right, Rory.
Okay, so we're talking about fantasy football, so it should be
interesting. Don't talk about food no more. Just pick your pick.
Like I was.
Did you say foodball? Fantasy foodball?
No, I said football. Jacksonville's this is a good game. This is another game of the week. I like Jacksonville. There's something they got an edge over there that not a lot of people are really taking a notice to. But, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers came, saw, and they threw five picks. But anyways, this should be no different. They're at home. I have the feeling, a strange feeling, you're going to see another beatdown, Jacksonville winning this outright. And, yeah, Rudy, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
just letting you know.
Oh yeah. No, I know. And your Giants doesn't have Tom Coughlin either.
All right.
Hold on.
Rudy, is your throat good or do you need a chick dude? Anyways, Tampa Bay,
no.
Arizona. Richard, what do you think?
Tampa Bay, Arizona is one of those games where I just say, why is this even on the schedule? Tampa Bay is going to win this game hands down. I don't think it'll be even close. Jameis Winston is going to have a coming out party. Doug Martin should do a few things, but people who have Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson, go ahead and play him this week because Jameis Winston is going to be airing out that ball.
Rudy?
You didn't even get my vote for the Rams-Jaguars game.
Okay, sorry.
We don't need to. We don't need to.
No. You really do. No, you really, really
okay,
do.
So
you really do. You're going to want to hear this. Okay. Tom Coughlin just cut. Tom Coughlin gets cut by the Giants like a player, like the boss that he is. He leaves New York, goes to Jacksonville where he came from. Okay? That was so many great things in Jacksonville. The Giants are in the tank at 0-5. Anyway. So the Jaguars against the Rams, this is probably my upset special of the week. And I'm not going to pick the Rams. I'm going to pick the Jaguars that go it up by at least 40 over the Rams.
40.
Here's why. Leonard Fournette. That's one word. Leonard Fournette. That's all I got to say. Leonard Fournette.
What are you, by 40?
He said by 40 points over the Rams.
You know what, Richard? I think his tomato sandwich is going too much to his head. Now pick the Tampa Bay Arizona game quickly.
Tampa? Oh, man. Tampa. This is at home. I'm not really careful of the Cardinals right now. I would be leery if I was a fantasy guy holding any cards in with the Cardinals. And I think Jameis Winston gets it done with Mike Evans more often than the Cardinals want him to. I think the Buccaneers go up big time in this one.
The last 4 o'clock game is your Pittsburgh Steelers up against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. And I'm going on a limb, Rudy. I want you to hear this. I haven't predicted many games here, but I agree with what Richard said for most games. But I'm going on a win. Kansas City is going to drill Pittsburgh by 40 points. Your thoughts?
40. Okay. So if history repeats itself, which it could, what happened last year against the Chiefs in the regular season?
Last year,
it's irrelevant. It's an overall record. It's a record. 40-some points against 14? Seriously? I mean, they go into Arrowhead, one of the loudest places you could possibly ever play in the NFL. Steelers win by field goals. Now, was it the best game to see? Absolutely not. It was horrible. I was almost falling asleep in that game. I really was, because it was boring. But I like the Steelers on the road in this one. Not that historically they played well on the road. Ben is like 0-4 on the road. I understand that. Through 5-6 against the Jaguars last game, I understand that.
I'm going to use your word. What? What? What?
Steelers squeak
to
win.
30-9 at home.
Steelers.
What?
Yep, because it's against the Chiefs, not against Jacksonville.
So you're telling me actually Kansas City is worse than Jacksonville? That's what you're saying right now.
No. What I am saying is that the Steelers have beat the Chiefs at home and on the road at Arrowhead.
Yeah, but you're
preventing from getting into the playoffs.
For a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So let me ask you this. Okay, I'll get the other two gentlemen's picks. But let me ask you this. Pittsburgh goes into Kansas City, and just let's say they lose. They're 3-3 right now. Mm-hmm. Is there turmoil with that fellow chick dude, Ben Roethlisberger?
I'll tell you what, at least he's playing, doesn't have a broken ankle. But no,
it doesn't
matter.
I'd rather be not playing and not costing my team games.
I think Ben Roethlisberger had a bad game because
he has thrown
five interceptions in one game in 4 years. You're right. He hasn't looked good at all. He has not looked good at all this season. I mean, the first one to admit that.
Sorry,
Ben Roethlisberger has not looked good all season long.
Hold on. Richard said so. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I'm confused. Did you just say it was just a bad game? Like, not a miserable, terrible, pathetic, horrible game? It was just a bad game?
No, that's what you have.
Well, no. But listen. From a quarterback perspective, you have to just call it a bad game. You really honestly do. As a professional athlete, you have to understand you're going to go through all the emotions. You're going to say you're going to just
I'm
have
sorry,
a bad
I'm
game.
Sorry. I'm
was
sorry.
Was it five interceptions? Yes. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
I have interviewed so many players in a four-year span. Hall of Famers, quarterbacks, regular average Joe Schmoes that never get a chance in the NFL.
Hey, don't use that name.
Oh, sorry, Joe. But you're not Schmoes, so we're good. But from a professional player perspective, you can't go on thinking in any other given game after you threw five picks to the other team. Merry Christmas. Hare Krishna, whatever you want to call it. And go into the next game thinking you're going to do the very same thing. You have to have a short-term memory here. And go into the next game because it is brand new. It is still a new opponent. Familiar.
All right, hold on. I hear something in the background. Hold on. He agrees that the birdies agree. Kansas City will win by 40 points. Let's get to the 8 o'clock kickoff. And Rudy, just stay out of this for a second. It's the Denver Broncos at home, Richard's team against the New York Giants, Rory's team. Now, Rory, now let me ask you a question.
I wanted to dissect Big Ben and the Steelers.
All right, go ahead.
Oh,
ready
to dissect them.
Go ahead. Quickly, because we're running out because these guys are talking about fish fillets. Come on.
Sorry. I'm going to Kansas City to blow out Big Ben and the Steelers. Five interceptions is not a bad game. That is a terrible game. You have two interceptions, that's bad. Three interceptions, that's pathetic. When you hit five interceptions, that is terrible, horrible, pathetic. I just wanted to go ahead and dissect that.
All right. So now we got thank you for that added comment there. New York Giants, Rory, your team against Richard's team, the Denver Broncos. Now, Rory, your team had the game won last week. They had the Chargers on the ropes. They had them on the ropes. They let it slip off like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, whatever you want to call it. They're 0-5 going into Denver, Sunday night game. Mile High Stadium, one of the worst places to play in the National Football League. So let me go on a limb. If they go 0-6 Do you think they make the playoffs?
Let's just get to my pick, and now I'll break it down. My pick. I'm gonna be honest here. So this game, I know Richard. You know, thank you for being on the show and all that good stuff. But I know you're a Broncos fan, and I want people to hear me out here. And this is how I want to call this game: a bye week, coming back, playing a team that's desperate, looking for a win, is not necessarily a good thing for Denver. And here's why. I think the Giants have their back against the wall.
What?
The Giants have their back against the wall. And I will tell you this right now.
Can I get another what? Can I get a Rory? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Rory. Go ahead.
I'm gonna be honest here. I really feel the Giants are going to come out with an ugly win.
Don't forget about your qualified. You're not picking the next game. Richard, go ahead.
If this was a TV show, this is where you zoom into my face at this very moment. I am at loss of words, number one. Number two, the Giants allow 139 rushes per game. That's yards. The Broncos average 50. You're telling me the New York Giants, the 0-5 New York Giants, are going to come to Denver and win. That is what you're telling me.
Hey, Rory, you want to make another?
I'm telling you.
You bet Starbucks last week. Do you want to make another bet? Starbucks for the rest of our three lives here, or two of our three actually, including me? You want to make another bet?
No, because I'm going to tell you this right now. This is the upset special. That's upset a lot special. Of people.
You know what, Rory?
I
told you.
No.
Hold on. Rory, Brandon, you know what, but since you're talking about sandwiches, take the rest of the segment off. Go get me a sandwich. Now, Richard, finish your thought, and then Rudy, give your thought.
No, Brandon Marshall. No Odell Beckham. Shepard, he's questionable. The Broncos is going to blow out the Giants. Now, this is a 40-point win. You could say that.
40 points? I guarantee 40. They don't beat them by 40.
You're right. No, he 100% right. Rory's actually 135 points, enough.
They won't blow them out. I guarantee they're not going to blow them out. This is going to be an ugly game. This is going to be a very, very ugly game.
It's 31-10.
I can see this game being something like 9-3 or something like that.
No, absolutely not.
Every week I play the first 2 minutes.
What? What? 9-3?
It may be 9-3 in the first minute of the game. Come on.
Absolutely not.
All right.
This is not the same Broncos offense, people.
We got another game to get to, but first I want to get Rudy's thoughts on that game, the Sunday night.
You know, I'll be honest with you. The Giants look as desperate as Rory does standing at a Starbucks line about 20 people back.
Oh, my God. All right.
Okay. There's so much to go here. First of all, Denver Broncos at Mile High. Justin Simmons in the secondary. We're going to see the only other Brandon Marshall who's ever done anything for a team this year, and that's a linebacker sitting next to Shaquille Barrett. And, of course, Von Miller, Mr. Von Miller himself, will end up getting a couple sacks on the very immobile Eli Manning. Broncos go a big here, 21-3.
I say 31-10. Now, the Monday Nighter, these guys play every – it seems like every year they play either Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night, Indianapolis, Tennessee. Does anybody care? Let's go with Richard.
This is why are they playing a tight game again. I'm going to go with Tennessee Titans right now. They just seem like the better overall team, especially as Marcus Mariota plays.
All right, Rudy.
I don't know how many times I've said this, but when you don't have Andrew Luck on the field, you have no chance. And I don't think that Indianapolis has a chance, despite Jacoby Brissett showing glasses of brilliance in this season so far. Unfortunately, I just don't think they get it done. And I think Marcus Mariota, Mr. Ohana himself, will get it done big at the W.
All right. Since you got my sandwich here, Rory, go ahead, pick your game, and then we'll close out the segment.
Real simple. I think the running game is going to run roughshod all over the Indianapolis Colts. DeMarco Murray having a big game. It's real simple. No Andrew Luck means no win, means Tennessee Titans blowout win. And I'm going to circle around real quick, and I'm going to say this. I promise you guys this. You guys will all eat your words come Sunday night when the Giants beat the Bucs.
Okay, hold on. You've been listening to Fired Up, one of the greatest editions of Fired Up, Week 6 NFL Preview and Predictions with Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Rory, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Well, after the game, I'm going to make sure everybody, you guys all tweet me individually. I'm sorry. That is going to be at Rory, E-G-N, so R-O-R-Y, E-G-N. And Rudy Reyes, I expect you to keep that same energy. Keep that same energy, because I'm coming for your Steelers, and you're going to owe me a formal apology on the Twitter mentions. And Richard, shout out to you. Thank you for being on the show, and you're going to have to apologize also, too. Thank you.
All right. Enough. All right, Rudy, go ahead. How can they get a hold of you?
Okay, first of all, first and foremost, you can find me at Rude Dog Racing. Go to therudogshow.com with a lot of great interviews, great content, great stuff. Try to keep it fresh and new with great content. But to you, Rory, what? There's no way you're going to see this Broncos. Sorry, we're trying to steal that. You're not going to see the Denver Broncos do anything but getting the W with another L in the loss column for the New York Football Giants. You can always go to Facebook. Throw me a like on my Facebook fan page, The Rude Dog Show. And thanks a lot for having me on. And we'll see who covers the spread this week and who doesn't.
All right. Now, Richard, newcomer, hopefully you enjoyed your first time. And can I get a what, at least? Can I get – if we're going to try the hashtag what. So can I get another what?
What? thank you guys for having me on, man. It was a pleasure. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Richard J. Atkins. I host a podcast called Roblo's World. You can find that on iTunes and iHeartRadio as well as YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe for that for more content. Thank you guys again. It was just a pleasure. Follow me on Twitter. Come join the sports family. 10,000 followers and counting. We were just talking sports. It's like a barbershop type feel. Everybody's opinion matters. Thank you, guys.
And now the last comment goes to me here since I'm hosting it. But Rory, are you there?
I'm right here, loud and clear.
Okay, so let me tell you something. The Giants has a much chance of winning. Here's food for thought. Food for thought. Get it. Food for thought. There's no chance in hell that the Giants beat the Denver Broncos.
Ask I hope so.
Man,
I really, really hope
man
so.
If I'm right.
I really, really hope so. I really, really hope so.
You really hope so that Vince McMahon is right?
I really, really hope you bring the same energy. Bring this exact same
Come
energy.
On. Where's the what? Richard, give me
no
a what.
What?
And Rudy, come on, take down that Starbucks. Give me a one also.
What?
All right, that's Rory Mitchell, Rudy Reyes, and Richard Atkins. This has been Fired Up Week 6 NFL Preview. Hopefully all your games are winners. And again, Rory, there's no chance in hell.
Well, mm-hmm.
Okay,
keep that same
I'm
energy.
I'm strutting
keep
to the ring
energy.
Like Vince McMahon. I'm strutting
keep
to the ring.
Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy because I'm telling you, come Sunday night,
wait,
I don't want to hear it.
The question is, come Sunday night, 5 minutes into the game when they're losing 21-0, are you answering your phone?
I'll answer my phone. I'll bring the same energy. Come on now.
No, you don't bring energy. You're filled with, like, Taco Bell there. Come on.
The disrespect.
What? You picked... That's disrespectful. You picked the New York Giants, who are 0-5 and going to be 0-6.5 this week against the Denver Broncos, who are coming off a bye. Come on. All right, we're going to close this out. I'll give you the last word, Rory. You want to have the last word, so go ahead. I'll be quiet right now. Go ahead. You have the last word.
All right, so